Hey, everybody. This is Maggie Rodden, and I'm like semi in a fog today. So welcome to the second hour of the Unsolicited Opinion. For those of you who are joining me from the first hour, welcome in. And I have another great guest lined up for the second hour. And I am pleased to have Ron Ewert from National Association for Rural Landowners, NARLO.org. It's NARLO.org. Join me. I have had Ron on the show previously. In fact, I think it was several months ago that Ron was on with me. And he's been fighting against United Nations Agenda 21 Sustainable Development and the assaults on land via our government. And assaults on the landowners in the rural areas, actually, I believe, really has taken place first and has been the most the most aggressive, I'm going to say, and maybe that's not even accurate, but it seems to have played out there. It's easier to go after people out in rural areas where there's not a cluster of a highly populated group of individuals who might fight back, I guess is the term I'm going to use, and I don't know if that's necessarily accurate. Fight back more, not necessarily aggressively, but maybe because of the numbers, it's easier to pick off people one by one than it is to take out, say, a million people in their land in one fell swoop. So maybe that's the strategy they've employed. That's certainly my guess. I mean, if you were going to be hunting a pack of animals, you're going to go for the weakest link first, and those individual stragglers, you'd take those out of the game first, and then you'd go after the more, the stronger animals, because they'd be much more difficult to take out of the game now, wouldn't they? So that's my thought anyway, maybe Ron when he joins me. And I know he's on with me right now. Good morning, Ron. How are you?
Good morning, Maggie. Actually, I believe it's afternoon where you are, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, it's a couple minutes afternoon. Yep, I'm on East Coast time, but I know it's early for you out there, so I'm glad to see you are up and at 'em and ready to tell us all about what's happening out there with the rural landowners, especially this latest executive order that Obama signed. What was it, last week? I think it was, Ron.
Yeah, it was June 9th, I believe it was.
Okay. So what's going on, Ron, since I've spoken with you last? Let's talk about some of the different things. You want to talk about that whole rural land, and I can't think of the name of it, 13565, I think it is, the executive order that Obama had signed?
Yeah, it's, again, it's just another attempt to infiltrate Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, and what they call it, smart growth into the rural areas. As you say, they're a fairly easy target because essentially they're unrepresented in the political process. The cities have the urban votes and they outweigh the minority rural votes, and the rural folk take it on the chin because of it. They try to fight back individually and they can't win. The enemy is just too big, and we're trying to convince them to fight back in large groups, because that's the only way they have any chance whatsoever of having an impact on this onslaught that is literally taking over the rural land. They're taking over our food. They're taking over our water. They're taking over our energy. It's ludicrous of what is going on out there. Yeah. We established a kind of a new project that we call the Liberty or Defiance USA Project. And we're trying to get people to fight on the local level because that is where they can win. They can win at their city council meetings. They can win at their county levels. They might even win at the state level. But right now, they are just not organized enough to win at the federal level. They're just too powerful.
Okay, yeah. Well, how's that going, Ron? Now, you've been in this fight. How long has your organization, NARLO, National Association of Rural Landowners, you've been in this fight quite a long time?
Well, I've been in this fight before I got in the fight.
Yeah.
I was a real estate developer in raw land for over 30 years. And so I saw...
Ron,
go ahead.
Hang on, because I'm hearing the cue music. And yeah, we're going to our first break. Hang on, Ron. I didn't hear the cue music. It's too low. So we're in break right now. So hang on. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
No problem.
If friction metal conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show this morning, the call-in number, of course, is different for the second hour because we switched between one station and the Republic Broadcasting Network. The number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My guest this morning for the second hour is Ron Ewart, and he is from the National Association of Rural Landowners. And you can reach his website, which is three words. I'm giving out my website for you, Ron. That'll help you a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, right, is NARLO, NARLO.org, NARLO.org, National Association of Rural Landowners, lots of information there. And so when we went to break, Ron, you were mentioning how you were in this fight before you were in this fight. So it's been a long time for you. You want to give us a not that it makes much difference, but tell us how long it's been.
Well, let's see. I got into the real estate development on the land basis in the late 70s. And so I saw all of the rising regulation against rural land over 30 years that most people don't see. And upon occasion, we would go in on one of our permit projects and we'd see a gentleman come up to the counter and say, gee, all I really want to do is give 1 acre of my 20 acres to my son. And the agent at the counter said, well, you can't do that, sir, because your property is zoned 20 acres and you can't divide it anymore. And they would walk off in a huff. And we watched this time and time again over the 30 years that we were doing this. Well, then in 2004, we had thought about starting a national organization. And we were talking to Henry Lamb of Sovereignty International, and he said, "Oh, Ron, don't do that. You'll waste your time." So I literally purged my files and said to heck with it. 1 week later, we found out that King County, which encompasses Seattle, was planning a new draconian ordinance against rural land. And I was in it up to my eyebrows within a week. And as we went through the process of trying to stop this ordinance, we found that this kind of ordinance and law was taking place in every county in America.
Yeah.
And that is how we ended up establishing the National Association of Rural Landowners. And we actually formed the organization in January of 2006. So we're now a little over 5 years old and making some headway. We're known throughout the country as an advocate for rural landowners.
You know, I had actually, you had mentioned Washington, King County, Washington, and I had actually watched this program from that area of the country on just a week or so ago. It was on public television around here, and it was talking about Portland, Oregon, and how wonderful their urban growth boundaries were. And it was this expose on it, and it was so perfect to see that demarcation line of where they could build stuff and where they couldn't, and the problems it was creating with the value of property becoming so valuable inside the urban growth boundary. And so, you know, you couldn't get it pennies on the dollar for it outside the boundary. And it was very interesting. Of course, I knew what it was all about. But for someone not realizing what this whole urban growth boundary game is all about, I think it would be a real good expose on kind of, you know, their appeal was to all the young, yuppie kind of age group of people. But it certainly wouldn't appeal to anybody who wanted to drive a car to get around. Or if you wanted to take that little trolley action they've got going on in Portland, well, that would be fine. But for anybody else who wanted to get around using a vehicle so they could come and go at their leisure, that certainly wouldn't be a good thing at all.
No. As a matter of fact, it's funny that you mentioned Portland, because Portland is always touted as being a great planner of the urban and rural lifestyle with their urban growth boundaries. And unfortunately, King County, where Seattle is, picked up on that stuff and came in with their urban growth boundaries, and the state picked it up under the Growth Management Act here in Washington. But there's an interesting story about a gentleman who lived in a single family house in a single family neighborhood in Portland.
Okay.
And or adjoining Portland. I'm not sure if he was right inside the city limits, and his house burned down. So he went in to get a permit to rebuild his house, and they said, no, you can't rebuild a single-family home there. It is now zoned sixplex. You would have to build a sixplex in order to get a permit to build. Well, he was an environmentalist and touted the green message, and all of a sudden he got madder than all get out and started researching this whole thing and became an advocate for the rural landowner as well as the city dweller in terms of what this planning, this urban planning through Agenda 21, Smart Growth and Sustainable Development, is doing to people. They are picking winners and losers, essentially.
Yep.
And so if you're outside, we just got an email from folks who have property up north of the Seattle area on the peninsula. And they can't get a building permit because they can't provide electricity. And they say that it is for health. What is it? Health and safety. Their issue is that, well, you have to have electricity to live. Well, they don't want. They don't care. They can even put up windmills, or they can put up solar panels for their own electricity and to be independent. But the county, through their ordinances, and they say through the state law, they won't allow them a building permit if they want to essentially live independently in the rural area without benefit of electricity.
Yeah,
and this is going on all over the country, Maggie. This is not just an isolated incident in the state of Washington.
Well, you know, Ron, that's one of the things that is so key, is that people need to realize that this is happening in their own backyard, too, when these draconian regulations that they're implementing under the cover of darkness, because who goes? I can tell you the times that I've gone to the county commissioner's meeting. There's nobody there other than the employees that have to be there that work for the county. There's nobody there. Maybe one other person or two other people are there listening to the stuff coming out of the county commissioner's mouths, but otherwise nobody's there. Nobody's keeping an eye on what these people have been up to. They have no idea. Same with, you know, the school board meetings and any of these local elected people who are, you know, implementing all of these regulations. Nobody's paying any attention to what they're doing. That's why they've been so successful at getting as far as they've gotten.
That's right. The people have tuned out. And this is what we're trying to accomplish, Maggie, is to get people involved in school board meetings. If people picked up just textbooks from their schools and started reading them and finding out what these kids are being brainwashed with, they would be up in arms if they would pay attention to what's going on. But like you say, they don't go to the county commissioner's meetings, the city commissioner's meetings. They don't even go to the hearings that are held in the state capitals when the state capitals are passing laws. The Olympia, Washington, which is the seat for the state of Washington, the legislature takes in roughly 6,000 new bills every year, and 500 to 1,000 of those bills are passed into law that nobody has the slightest idea that they're being passed, and nobody shows up at the hearings when they're discussing or debating the new laws. And some of these new laws are absolutely either draconian or insane.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, somebody sent me a YouTube video, and I think it was out in Arizona. It doesn't make any difference, but this where it was, because this crap's going on all over. But it was a woman who was at, I don't know, the local town council meeting, and they actually dragged her out of there. They didn't want her to talk, and so the mayor had the police actually drag this woman out of there because he didn't like what she was saying.
That's right. And they have the police there now. When we gave testimony in front of the King County Council over this, what do they call it, some kind of an ordinance, the policemen, we had 2 minutes to speak. And we had a lot of rural landowners that stood up and spoke. And the police, there were two or three policemen there and King County sheriffs. And, you know, you had grave concern that if you opened your mouth a little louder than they would accept, you were gone.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've become a police state in the county of Los Angeles in Antelope Valley. I got phone calls and emails from people down there where the Los Angeles County has established a SWAT team, literally fully armed in black SUVs with tinted windshields. They descend upon a rural landowner because maybe he didn't remove a car off of his property fast enough for the county. And they haul him into court, and it's literally a police state. And Los Angeles isn't the only county that's doing this stuff.
No, I know it, Ron. That's why I said, I don't know if you were listening to the show at all with a guest I had on for the previous hour to you, but he's a constitutional scholar, and I had said to him, you know what, we need to drop constitutions via the air or something like that into these schoolyards so these kids, you know, bombard them with constitutions and the Declaration of Independence and that stuff because they don't know. And so these fools, they have no idea what's happening around them. So many of the American people don't. And it's so frustrating, Ron, honestly. And you know that. You know, it was very frustrating to see this stuff happen and the American people are sitting numb like they're all on drugs and they have no idea. They're all asleep. They're zombies. The American people have become zombies.
Well, I don't know that they have become zombies so much as they have become focused on just a job, raising a family, and the entertainment that they've all become used to. They don't realize that there is a clear and present... Go ahead.
Hold that note, because that sure. Music, if you can hear it, is our key that we're going to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. Lee in Georgia, hang on. I'll take your call when we come back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show this morning or this afternoon, the telephone number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the number. My guest this morning is Ron Ewert, and he is the founder of an organization called the National Association of Rural Landowners. And you can reach him on his website, which is NARLO, NARLO.org. And we will actually link to his website today. We'll get our website up to make it current. We've been goofing off the last few days because we were on vacation, and so we weren't paying any attention to it. So that's just the way it is. But we will get the stuff up there, and the podcast will be up there, I don't know, sometime today. I'm hoping we'll get that up there of today's show and the last couple of shows that have not been placed on my website. And, Ron, we've actually got a caller, Lee in Georgia. Let's take the call. Hey, Lee, how you doing this morning, this afternoon, today?
Good morning, Miss Rodden.
Hi, Lee. How are you?
Well, I'm not too bad. I finally got my internet back. We had a bad storm Saturday that took out our entire town's internet service, literally.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, I'm glad you're back amongst the connected. So what's going on, Lee? What's your question for my guest today?
Well, I do have a question, but just real quick before I get to that, when you were talking about with the fella just in the previous hour about, you know, type in whatever for searches and there these documents are, folks, just do a search for the Avalon Project and look for Yale University, Yale Law School, avalon.law.yale.edu. Boy, it's amazing what they've got.
Avalon, you're saying, because I'm having kind of a hard time hearing you, Lee. Is it Avalon, A-V-A-L-O-N?
Yeah, avalon.law, yale.edu, and they got documents. They got it broke into like 9 different categories, starting at ancient documents from 4000 BC going all the way up to the 21st century.
Okay.
Tons of them. You want documents, folks. There you go. Anyway, I'm kind of curious. I called into your show before. Remember I mentioned I live in a little tiny town you can't even find on Google Maps or Google Earth or anywhere else. There's a little town, about 200, 250 people, but what's really unique about my town is we're all family. I'm 8th generation. My nieces and nephews and their children make 9th and 10th generation. We've been here since the beginning of this town. So the whole town really is just a big, gigantic family of like 200, 250 people.
Okay.
I'm kind of curious. This is literally an area where nothing happens where everyone don't know about it. Literally. This is not a joke. When something happens, everyone knows. When one person's in trouble, guess what happens? People come to the rescue. Nobody has to put out the call for help. It just shows up on your doorstep because everyone knows you're in trouble. Now, I'm kind of curious, when these bozos, if they ever get the nerve to actually try to come and seize land, how do they plan on dealing with an entire family who's got hundreds of thousands of acres locked up in family plots, all who have a real bad habit of helping each other out? How do they plan on dealing with us, shy of literally deploying an entire military unit to come in here and take us out? I'm just kind of curious about this. And I'll listen to your response off air, sir.
Okay. Thanks, Lee. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Ron, do you want to comment on Lee's question?
Well, I'll comment on the fact that he represents, he and the town that he lives in and all the people within it, represent what America was like years and years ago. When one farmer's barn burned down, they all came to help and rebuild the barn because they reached in and helped each other. Now, they were independent as all get out, but when one of their neighbors was in trouble, they came as a group to help out that neighbor. Unfortunately, with the rise of large cities and the separation of people being, well, when I say separation, they're so close together in these large cities that the character that he represents, that the whole town that he lives in personifies, is gone in the big cities. It's not gone in the rural areas. And he and his people in his small town represent a formidable enemy to any government ambition to change the character of their lives there by more ordinances on land and all that sort of thing. But he is unique, and his town is unique. What we need is a resurgence of that mentality and that attitude of helping each other when the common enemy of government starts to try to override us. And believe me, they are overriding us.
Yeah, they are. They are, that's for sure. I was traveling back from where I grew up, which is outside a suburb of Buffalo, back here to outside of Philly, where I've been living for, too long, actually. But, when going through most of, it's such a joke, Ron, with this hustle that oh, we're running out of land and we need more open space. I travel from, it's just such a big lie.
It's absurd.
Yeah, it is so absurd because most of the area I traveled through, other than when you get closer to Philadelphia, is wide open space between here and the New York border. And then when you're going up 81, up through Binghamton to Syracuse and from Syracuse to Rochester and Rochester to Buffalo, most of it is open space.
That's right. The actual fact, excuse me, Megan.
Hang on one second, Ron, because
go ahead.
Because we're going to break again. We'll be back in 3 minutes. I'm with Ron Eward, everybody. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. Where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show this morning, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443 is the number. There will be a podcast of this show up on my website sometime today, and my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. And my guest this morning, my second guest, I should say, is Ron Ewert, and he is from the organization called the National Association of Rural Landowners, and his website is narlo.org, that is N-A-R-L-O.org. National Association of Rural Landowners. Tons of information up on his website. You really need to go there. They've been in the fight against what's happening, this assault on property rights in this country for a very long time. I know I interrupted you. You started to say something when we went to break, Ron. So if you want to take up where we left off, that would be great.
Let me make a small comment about my name.
Sure.
It's pronounced Ewert. I don't know why that's the way it is, but everybody calls me Ewert like you have done. So
okay.
It's a common occurrence in any event. It is Ewert.
Okay.
What I was about to say, and your comments about driving from city to city and seeing all this open land, the actual statistics are that people in the United States, both the continental and Alaska and Hawaii, occupy about 6% of the land, and they've occupied that 6% in the last 233 years. You don't suppose maybe we could go to 12% in the next 200 years. without upsetting the balance of nature. It really galls me. Well, I've been on the radio before with environmentalists, and they continue to use the word, we must save and protect our land. And I keep debating with them that it isn't their land that they're protecting, that it belongs to the people who occupy it and have either bought it or inherited it. It is does not belong to the public except yeah. that land that is public.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, you know what? We need to save the land from these green Nazis who want to take it from us. That's what we need to do, Ron.
Well, that's true. And they're brainwashed by all of this global warming stuff and the protect. We just got some information yesterday, I believe it was, that says that wetlands, which the government is protecting no matter what the cost, is belching all kinds of greenhouse gases. Well, if we're worried about greenhouse gases, maybe we ought to pave over the wetlands. I mean, that's as absurd as this is. And by the way, to those people out there who do own rural land, we provide both products. One is a no trespassing sign, because the government agents think that they can just trespass all over your property. And if you don't have a powerful no trespassing sign up there, they'll just figure that they are going to walk all over you and collect evidence against you and fine you and penalize for whatever they find. Well, it turns out if they pass over a no trespassing sign, it is likely that their evidence that they collect is inadmissible. And
okay.
people should know that. They need to have powerful no trespassing signs. We provide that sign.
Okay. That's in the website to get that for everyone who's listening is NARLO, NARLO.org, NARLO, and it's Ron Ewart.
Thank you very much.
How's that? Ron Ewart.
You did it.
I did it. Now, the next time I say it, I'll probably screw it up, but we've got enough.
You wouldn't believe what they do to Ewart.
The mind is the first thing to go, and I can attest to the veracity of that statement. Listen, Ron, I've got another caller. We've got Sherry in Kansas on the line. Hey, Sherry, how you doing today?
Okay, good morning and good afternoon, Maggie.
Hi.
I've got, Ron, do you have any model legislation up on your site?
We have not gotten into that particular arena in terms of model legislation. There's so much law out there from state to state, from county to county, and city to city. It would be impossible for us to make any headway through that process.
Okay, well, here's my concern. They're wanting to, because of the price of oil, there's a company and probably more than one coming in here to buy up mineral rights so they can frack. And I know, Maggie, you guys have had a lot of problems back there on what they're using for fracking. And I guess they don't really have good laws to protect people from, especially I'm thinking about my well, because they use an awful lot of water for fracking, too.
Yeah,
they
I know
do. Well, fracking has been going on for almost 40 years, from my understanding, and the process has improved over time. If there is that potential for groundwater contamination, my understanding is they do everything in their power through the technology they use to protect groundwater. Will mistakes be made? Yeah. The Missouri, the Yellowstone River running black now with oil? Mistakes are made, and sometimes people are harmed that way. But if they are harmed and the legal process allows you to go back onto the oil companies or whoever's doing the work that contaminates your well, but it's not a panacea, because you're fighting the giants, and little people with limited resources have very much difficulty fighting giants.
Well, I'm concerned about we probably don't have strong enough laws around here to protect. I'm just now starting to investigate it. But, I mean, and there's also, you know, down in Texas, they're officially, the whole state's under a national emergency or something because of their prolonged drought, you know. I wonder how much their wells have gone down.
Well, probably a lot of people's wells go down because obviously rainwater replenishes the underground water. And if we're drawing it down, as we are through agriculture and through domestic use, the wells levels do go down. And some people have had to dig their wells deeper in order to get down far enough to get the water table that is there for them. It's a difficult situation all the way around. I mean, we're either fighting government or we're fighting big business or we're fighting neighbors. All of these ordinances have turned neighbor against neighbor, and they don't hesitate to call in the government on their neighbor and snitch on them. Up here in King County, the local land use people were going out and giving seminars to people on how to rat on their neighbor. I mean, it's literally nuts.
I believe they're teaching that in schools, too, how to rat on your parents.
Yeah, they are, Sherry. They are. They're teaching kids that their parents don't know anything. Don't listen to them. Don't pay any attention to what they tell you.
Does the Hitler Youth movement come to mind?
Yeah, it sure does.
Ron, do you have any suggestion on where I might find such model legislation or anything?
I'm sure that the archives for the state of Texas. Are you in the state of Texas?
No, I'm in Kansas.
In Kansas. Well, okay. The archives probably of, say, Texas, where the Oklahoma, where oil is a major factor from extraction, that there is probably legislation in those states that address the issue of groundwater versus oil extraction. I cannot tell you because that's not my experience level.
Maggie, well, you know, I know that there's been some real problems in Pennsylvania and New York with the water actually catching on fire in some places because of the fracking. Is there any model legislation perhaps up there that you know of?
Honestly, Sherry, I don't know, but, you know, that isn't a new thing either, that water has caught on fire. In fact, there's a coal mine that's been burning in Pennsylvania, somewhere in upstate Pennsylvania. I can't think of the name of the town offhand, but it's been burning for about 40 years now. So a lot of this stuff that we're hearing about today isn't anything that's new. We're just hearing about it more today. But I wonder sometimes, Sherry, honestly, if a lot of the stuff that we hear that says, well, we don't want to drill for oil, this is a negative, and this fracking is an entirely bad thing. And I don't know enough about it to make a judgment one way or another. And my opinion would only be an opinion. It certainly wouldn't be based on any kind of, innate knowledge I have about the processes that are used. But, you know, this goal, when you think about the goal with this UN Agenda 21, that you would use no more than, say, 5 gallons of water a day, I have such a mistrust of everything that I hear, distrust of it, because I think that there's an angle associated with everything, whether we recognize the angle they're playing us one way or another. And so to me, it would be like, what a great way to say to people, well, you know, we can't do this. We can't drill for natural gas because, it's going to deplete the water. But then they don't want you to have more than 5 gallons of water a day. And we use typically, 125 gallons of water a day, the average American uses. So what a great way to try to implement that whole hustle. So I don't know of any offhand, Sherry, but I've had enough people from a lot of different groups on my show. I'll try to think of who I could suggest, but some of the links that I've got on the front page of my website, you might check out some of those. They may have some ideas for some model legislation. And I'll actually ask a friend of mine that I know is down in Texas because he's been working feverishly fighting this. So he may know of something as well. But check out some of the links for some of the different groups that I've had on my website. They may be of help.
Well, I don't know if you've ever interviewed David Bloom on alcohol can be a gas. But I really think there was a conspiracy with the Rockefellers to get us away, because, you know, farmers all over the country since back in the Whiskey Rebellion, they were producing alcohol. And we would have, if that hadn't been cut off, we would have a decentralized way of, on our, you know, producing fuel for our cars and our tractors. And it, things would be a lot different.
Yeah,
they say
would.
That's one reason why, you know, they had to bomb the crap out of Germany during World War II, because there were a whole lot of people producing alcohol all over Germany.
Well, yeah, things would be a lot different if we didn't have these globalists who are behind the scenes manipulating everything. It would be a whole different ballgame, but... I don't know. The only thing I can suggest is knowledge is power, and the more we know, the more we can fight back. That's my only theory, Sherry. Right,
okay.
Wrong, or indifferent. I don't
absolutely.
Know. You know, thanks.
Facts
for calling,
are hard to come
Sherry.
By.
Yeah, aren't they though? Hey, Ron, we've got another caller. Let's take Mark in Texas. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Good morning, Maggie. Good morning, Ron.
Hi there.
I think what it's turning into, it's a hustle. That was a great word, Maggie. It's a hustle. It's all about the money, guys. It's all about the money. And here's the thing. The most endangered species in the United States right now is somebody within the jurisdiction of a city that is in a zone that is zoned commercial. They zone these properties for one reason in the commercial arena, that's to make money. Now,
revenue.
If you live in a residentially zoned area, you can't make money because you're not supposed to. But if you live in a commercially zoned area, you live on it, they will throw you off if it's not producing them money.
They do it under eminent domain as well.
Bingo, yeah. That's exactly what they're using.
Yeah.
That is exactly, like the lady that called, I think she was on your show yesterday, that had the lakefront property that was zoned commercial. That's why they're running her off.
Yeah, that was a show that I had them replay from people who are involved with Face Off, the Fight Against Code Enforcement Office, which is a movement. There's a website for each of the states. Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. That lady, Shirley, I think her name was.
They want to force us into the cities. Into the city, they want you just walking around buying stuff. They don't want you growing your own tomatoes. They want you to go to your local store.
Well, they can control you if you are in a city a lot better than they can control you if you live in the rural areas. That's why they're trying to drive people off the rural land into the urban areas.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
You know,
but
still, you're still within a county, and that county also depends on a certain amount of revenue. I think that's what it's coming to, folks.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're right.
It's all the dollar. I mean, I know it, the Agenda 21 angles and all this other stuff, and those do hold water. But still, when it comes right down to it, the cities are hurting for money, the counties are hurting for money, and they don't care where they get it or how they get it.
That's
God
right.
Bless
they
you
don't.
Too.
They made a bunch of promises that they can't keep.
Yeah, they did. Well, and they're coming up with all kinds of ways to fine people for all these different various infractions. I know where I live, you need a permit now to... plant a tree, you need a permit to cut a branch off your tree, you need a permit to cut your tree down. So, you know, when I think about all the trees that are just planted by nature, what about those? You know what I mean? What if you have a little tree popping up in your front yard? Are they going to claim you planted it, or did Mother Nature, you know?
And don't dare pull it out.
Yeah, I know, right? Oh, I'll tell you, you can't take it. But I don't know, Ron. My thought with my program is just put information out there. Everybody has a different way of, you know, a different angle that they believe is the right angle to expose, and that's fine. That's what it's all about. You know, there's more than one way to get a job done, that's for sure. I'm just hoping that, you know, bringing people onto the show such as yourself and the other people that I bring on, you know, will strike a chord with people listening, and that'll help them to, you know, remain free or regain our freedom, I guess is probably a better way to put it, since they're assaulting our freedoms every single minute of the day.
If you can get them to answer or to start asking questions and start researching information just by your program, you will have done a tremendous service out there, Maggie.
Well, there's a lot of show hosts on this network, Ron, that all have the same idea of putting
sure.
information out there, and the light bulbs will go off sooner or later. It's inevitable. I mean, sooner or later, a clock is right twice a day, right? You know, a
you
broken
bet.
Clock, so there you go. Sooner or later, we're going to catch on, I hope.
Well, it is catching on. The Tea Party movement was kind of the catalyzation of people saying, what in the hell is going on out there? Maybe we ought to take a look. And so now they are going to the city council meetings and the school board meetings, and not in the volume that we need yet. But
Ron, hang
starting-
on, because I hear the AQ music is playing again. That means we're going to another break. Ron, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Hold that thought. This is the Unsolicited Opinion, everybody. We'll be right back.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Maggie Rod, you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. A podcast of my show will be up on my website by midnight. Midnight, possibly tonight, maybe midnight tomorrow night, I don't know. But anyway, some midnight, someday, we'll get our stuff back together on the website.
You sound like you're still on vacation.
I know. You know what? That's the mode I'm in. I think I'm going back. I'd like to be? I'd like to be on a sailboat out on a lake somewhere.
Now, there's an idea.
Isn't that an idea? I'm telling you, Ron. I'm talking with Ron Eward, his organization, National Association of Rural Landowners. You can find him on his website, which is narlo.org, and it is narlo.org, and it's Ewart. Actually, I screwed it up again. I told you I'd do that, Ron.
That's all right. I understand.
NARLO.org. Please go there. Tons of information. And we've only got a couple more minutes, Ron, before we're at the end of the show. But I've got another caller in Nevada. Chris in Nevada, you've got about a minute to make your case, Chris. Go.
Hi, Maggie and Rob. Thank you very much. I want to draw everyone's attention to the RBN website. There is an article there on the World News or the National News that says, does the White House Rural Council UN's Agenda 21? This is a board of supervisors from hell. This is absolutely rural America's worst nightmare, an executive order invoked by the POTUS 13575, which will put a bunch of bureaucrats, terrorcrats, every czar from Obama's corrupt administration into your backyard to tell you what you can do with your land and to throw you off your land, circumvent eminent domain by regulatory schemes like they're doing in the states right now. This is a nightmare from hell. I guarantee you, Maggie.
I agree with you, Chris. In fact, they want to, the section one says, strong, sustainable rural communities are essential to winning the future. Well, what they want to do is move those rural communities into the cities, so we'll be in this so-called smart growth cities packed like sardines in a can. So they want to sustain the rural communities in the cities. That's where they want to put them. They don't want them to be rural at all. But though that's my two cents on that, Chris. But I want to thank you for calling, honestly, Chris, because I've only got a couple more minutes. I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate your comments. They're always welcome. Hey, Ron, you have a final comment before we before the fat lady sings on this deal for today?
I guess my comment is relative to what Chris said. Nicolae Ceausescu was the dictator of Romania, and the first thing he did was to pull everybody by force off of the rural landowners or off of the rural land and shoved them into cities. He then took over the rural lands and had them essentially occupied by slave labor from the cities to produce the food for the country, because rural landowners are essentially a bastion of independent thinking, self-reliance, and freedom. And governments abhor people who think independently. Oh, that would be my last statement for the program, Maggie. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, Ron, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it. It's always informative. Listen, everybody, Ron Ewart, and his website is National Association of Rural Landowners, N as in Nancy, A as in Apple, R as in Robert, L as in Love, O as in Oscar.org. Hey, listen, everybody. I will be back tomorrow. Somewhere Over the Rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Hang in there. We've got people like Ron Ewart. Oh, I'm screwing it up, Ron.
You did it. No, you did
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I did. Hey, listen, everybody. We'll be back. Chin up. Better days are coming. The sun will come up tomorrow. So hang in there, everybody. I'll be back. 9 a.m. Mountain Time. 11 a.m. Eastern.
It's not a place you could get to by a boat or a train. It's far, far away, behind the moon, beyond the rain,
somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby.
Gold. Ever climbing.